Welcome, and thank you for joining us for Heart for Iran's Impact 32 podcast, here to share how our ministry and partners are bringing the Great Commission to Iran and beyond. Coming up, we have Dr. Mike Ansari, president of Heart for Iran Ministries, along with Heather Martin, who is part of the Heart for Iran team, with special guest Jeff Morin, president and CEO of Biblica, where we will be discussing sending Bibles to Iranian and Afghan believers.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining Heart for Iran's video podcast. And today we are excited to talk about Bibles. Did you guys know that Iran and Afghanistan, two countries in the Middle East, are among the most dangerous places to be a follower of Jesus? In fact, according to Open Doors World Watch List, Afghanistan is the number one most dangerous place to be a follower of Jesus, and Iran follows as the ninth most dangerous place. Yet, what we've seen is that in that region, a lot of people are coming to Christ. People are giving their hearts to Christ. And as they come to Christ, they are thirsty and hungry for the Word of God. And yet, Bibles are illegal in Iran, Afghanistan, and some other parts of what we refer to as 1040 window, the Middle East, the Islamic world. Yet, people are getting their hands on Bibles in curious and anointed ways. And one of the organizations that has been invested in that area is Biblica. And today we're excited to introduce to you our dear colleague and friend, Jeff Morin, who is the CEO of Biblica. Jeff joins us. He's been a guest in our programs in the past. He's a dear friend and also a dear partner. He's very global minded. He's a Yale graduate, very smart man. Smart brother. He's involved in strategizing and seeing things happen for God's kingdom. He joined Biblica in 2018 as their CEO. Jeff is an ordained minister, and we are blessed to have him on the show. Jeff, hello, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Hey, it's a gift to be back with you today.
Thank you so much. And also, I'm also joined with my colleague, co-host, Heather. Heather, thank you so much for being here.
Mike, it's so good to be with you and Jeff today. And I'm so excited about what we're talking about today, which is the critical need of sending Bibles to Iranian and Afghan believers. And we couldn't have a better guest of honor to help unpack this topic of the critical need for Bibles. So Jeff, thank you for being with us today. This is an exciting time, exciting days that we're living in. And I'm excited for the conversation we're going to have.
So guys, this program is pre-recorded. It's about 20 minutes in duration. The reason we have done this is because we want to make sure that you guys get to listen to it and pass it on to friends and family and churches and other ministries that are invested in the Great Commission, which should be practically all of us. So we have made this available to you guys so you could pass it on to other people and be in touch with us. And we want to urge you to also meet our guests and go to their websites and see how you can partner with them as well. Jeff, please tell our audience a little bit more about yourself, your background, and your involvement with Biblica.
Hi, Heather. Yeah, thank you guys so much for, this is a privilege to be with you again and to talk about what we're talking about, which I'm going to frame out as may well be the most strategic Bible mission work, gospel mission work in the world today. We'll get to that. But you asked, you know, how did I get the privilege of doing this work? Well, it wasn't on purpose entirely. I started in a space of global advertising in New York City. I thought that was my life forever. And then God just started to kind of pull my elbow, meeting some at-risk kids, serving them in a way that opened the gospel for them. Lord, God asked me to then go and serve them in some church planting. But what gripped my heart most, it has for the last 25 years, is the needs of God's church all around the world in some incredibly strategic places. And remember, every time I say strategic, a synonym for that is some hard, really challenging places. And that, of course, leads us to this work in the Middle East. But yeah, I've had the privilege of being now with Biblica for just about 4 years, holding on for the ride. It's a season of time when the mission of the Word of God is going out like never before, in places we thought were impossible to reach. Lives and communities broken and fractured, finding hope and wholeness and restoration in ways we've never seen before. It's absolutely thrilling. And by the way, just thank you so much that Biblica, behalf of Biblica, that we get the privilege to partner with Heart for Iran and its expanding work. We love what we do. We translate God's word. We want to make sure that God's word gets out into the hands and hearts of people, but we've got to have great partners like Heart for Iran to make sure that it reaches some of those toughest to reach communities in the world today. So Biblica, 200 years in the making. I've been here about four, but I think this might be the most exciting season of mission that we've seen in over 200 years.
Wow. Jeff, 200 years in the making. What a legacy. And again, it's all about the power of partnership and coming together to see the Great Commission accomplished in the Middle East. And your focus is Bibles. And I wanted to ask you, do you see or are you hearing that there is still a demand on Bibles in Iran and Afghanistan? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
If you could read my inbox, you would say absolutely yes. From partners and friends who are sharing their stories of, hey, let me just remind you of what God's word is able to do when it touches the life of a believer, of course, a new believer, a first generation believer, but as well those who are just seeking truth, who are feeling as though they're living a life that is surrounded by lies. That's their language for it, that the worldview that surrounds them doesn't hold up to the reality and the longing of their heart. And you like me, you feel the pain and the struggle of that. And I've had the privilege to not just work with our teams across the Middle East, but to go and to travel a bit myself and to hear the stories, to sit across the table from sisters and brothers who are at work in this world and longing, saying, Jeff, you don't understand the difference that the clarity of the gospel as explained, as brought to life in the scriptures. Jeff, I hope you know the difference that makes in the lives of the people they're reaching. And then Heather, what comes next is, can we do more? is there more we can do? How to bring this word to people who are so desperately longing for it? What a privilege to be alive right now in the world that we can be a part of this work.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. You touched on a word that is so critical, and that's hope. In our experience at Heart for Iran, many Iranians or many Afghans that reach out to us, they're hopeless. They're looking for hope.
Yeah.
Is that the experience that you guys also have? And then I want you to also tie into this, to your answer, this question. When we talk about the Muslim world, we're talking about the 1040 window. And that is historically the most hostile region towards the gospel. Are these people actively asking for Bibles? Is hopelessness a kind of in that entire region? Can you give us your perspective on what you're seeing?
Yeah, I can. Let me tell you a story, because it grabs my heart and reminds me of the importance of it. Because the answer is yes in a big way, but I think it helps if you put it in the life of one person. We'll call him Danny, which is the name he took. It was not the name he was born with. And Danny is coming from a place I won't mention because he's in jeopardy right now as a new believer. He was actually exiled from a country because of his belief, because he became to know Jesus, because somebody put in front of him the scriptures. And that, by the way, that person was daring, right? That's a gutsy move. That's a move of faith and a move of risk. But in Danny's life, when he opened those scriptures, it changed everything for him. What he said to me is, this is the truth that I've been seeking for, longing for my entire life. And then the hard part, why had no one shared this with me before? So for Danny, he was exiled once from his country. He was exiled, I call him a double refugee. He's an exile from his family, from his community, who would no longer associate with him because he had discovered the love of Jesus and they were back over here. Danny then went into an adjacent country just for his own survival, but he was still in danger. One day, Danny opens his front door, and three men came at him with knives. And it's a miracle story that he survived. He was stabbed repeatedly, but he was able somehow to jam that door closed, lock it, bolt, and run, and then move to another community. Christian friends there took him and brought him back to health. And when I met him, he was sharing the story. He said, Jeff, no, I know that I was terrified. I'm sure you're terrified to hear the story, but that's not the end of the story. He then showed me a picture. He said, Jeff, I want to show you. I want to show you my body, but I want to point to you where they stabbed me. There's a stab wound here that just missed the major artery. There's a stab wound over on this side that likewise. The stab wound in my belly, I'm not even sure what happened. And this one right up here by my neck. He said, I looked at myself, I looked at the scars from that, I recognized it as the sign of the cross in my body, literally, from the attack that happened. And he's still praying for those men that attacked him, that he knew. He's still praying for his family. What he wants most is, Jeff, we've got to give them the word of God, which is to say, we've got to give them the truth of the gospel. So I just want you to grab onto and pray for Danny. He's at work. He's a worker. He's a frontline worker for the gospel in an adjacent country, but in a really difficult place. He would love to go back to where he came from. He can't, under threat of death. But Jeff, friends, we've got to get this word in the hands of those who don't know the truth. This truth will set you free. Here's a man, despite his persecution, despite his attack, despite nearly being killed for his faith. This is a man who's been set free by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he's just one, many, many, many.
Praise God. Jeff, Mike, we know that the word of God is alive, it's living, and it's powerful. And we have a responsibility to get the word of God into the hands of believers. And we have the privilege of ministering to nations that are closed to Christianity. They're closed to the gospel, but they're growing. The fastest growing church, underground church in the world is Iran. And one of the questions that we get the most from our partners and our friends, and Jeff, I'm sure that you can relate to this too, is how do you get Bibles across the border into these countries? And I know that this is a very sensitive topic, and we can't unpack how we do all of that. But if there's a way that maybe you could share with those listening how you could get Bibles across the border to these new believers, that would be incredible.
Yeah. I'm not going to send a map, Heather, because you're right. highly sensitive. You know what? The best answer is by any means necessary. That's the best answer. On the back of a mule, underneath, hidden inside a suitcase. So sometimes it's onesie, twosie, sometimes it's more. Sometimes you're able to kind of shuttle alongside of some cargo that's moving. Other ways, and sometimes because it's the only way, is going to be do digital transmission, either airwaves or SD cards or any other device that we could sneak it in with. Because you're right, we can't just walk up to the border and say, we'd like to bring in this big box of Bibles. Is that okay? And the answer is going to be a hard no, and I don't know what's going to happen. Here's one thing I will describe to you, which I think is really interesting. It's called the reverse rat tail. The rat tail is a description for how illegal goods have kind of moved back and forth across borders that haven't been allowed. And so you can picture illegal goods. You can picture illicit, awful things that move back and forth, drugs and whatnot, you know, through different means. That's called the rat tail. This is kind of a weedy, dodgy way to get it through. We call it the reverse rat tail because I don't want to bring people into destruction. I don't want to bring their lives into ruin. I don't bring communities into peril. I want to bring them into hope. I want to bring them into redemption. I want to bring them into restoration. So we reverse the rat tail. So sometimes, though, we follow the same route because it's the only route. It's the only known route to actually get the hope of the gospel to come across places where it would not be allowed and where there is such hunger, where there's so much hunger for the word of God and for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we follow by any means necessary, Heather, and that's as much detail as I'm going to talk about at this moment.
No, that's perfect. So if you guys are listening, we're talking to our brother, Jeff Morin, CEO of Biblica. Jeff, I want to take the excitement one notch higher. Okay, can you tell our audience what is exciting about our partnership between Biblica and Heart for Iran? What gets you excited about the work that we're doing together?
Yeah. Hey, you know how the scriptures describe the church at work in the world? It's the body of Christ. And so Biblica, we love what we get to do. We get to do our small part, but it's just one small part. We are stewarding the word of God. We are translating, making sure that it is available. But guess what? There's another really critical part of the body, which is called Heart for Iran, which makes sure that this word, this beautiful treasure of God's word, gets into the hands and hearts of people, that critical distribution. Without that, it's just locked away and blockaded from so many longing for the hope of the gospel. So what a delight that the Heart for Iran has the courage, the passion, the wisdom, the experience, and the proven track record to be careful. My goodness, you have to be so careful. But to not give up, to persist, because you know and have seen what God does as the gospel is open in the hearts and lives of people. I love this kind of a body at work together. Of course, there's other partners that you and I, we are all working with, but Heart for Iran and Biblica is a beautiful connection within the body of Christ to do this critical gospel work in Iran and in places expanding across the Middle East. I'm really grateful for what you all do. We could not accomplish our mission without the flourishing mission of Heart for Iran.
Well, Jeff, that makes me excited to share with you Biblica, one of our close partners and friends. We want you to be the first to know that Heart for Iran is launching Heart for Afghanistan. And one of the areas that we're going to focus on that you're going to be very excited about is our focus is going to be on Dari Bibles for Afghan believers. That being said, what is Biblica's vision for Afghanistan, and how do you think we can come together to see more Bibles get into the hand of Afghans?
Well, first off, I want full credit that I haven't said it yet. I've been waiting 10 minutes to talk about this really exciting thing, so I get full credit for that. What an incredible moment we're living in. Friends, you know, you've tracked the headlines related to Afghanistan. You know the challenges that country has faced and continues to face. Please, 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 just because another country at war might resound in the headlines, the challenges in Afghanistan have not gone away. The threats for those who are believers, the challenging work of the church there, but with it, the hunger that just continues to rise. Isn't this the story? It feels like we're right back at that first church. We're in the book of Acts, friends. When you think of Afghanistan, just think of the book of Acts. Think of believers who are moving through persecution, but watching miracles unfold, waiting for the hope that the gospel would be declared. And now to have the scriptures for you to lean into Afghanistan is an incredibly exciting thing. We are delighted that we have scripture waiting to serve those believers with resources that can be shaped for young people and pastors who need that equipping to lead in that place, who are in many places deep underground because of threat of life to serve in that place. I am just so delighted that you have leaned into Afghanistan because of the need, because of your experience, your proven experience to serve and to bring another part of the body to bring focus to what God longs for in Afghanistan. We are so delighted to serve together in Afghanistan.
Man, we are very excited and we are very humbled that God is allowing us to be in that arena. There are a lot of other organizations and ministries, folks that are involved in that area. But we want to encourage you. We want to encourage your church to get behind God's work in the area, in the region. Contact us. We are excited and proud to partner with Jeff and his team at Biblica. Please visit their website, biblica.com, and where you can find resources for families, for teens, for children, for small groups, for churches, and the mission field. These guys are very intentional, very well equipped. Biblica has been around for over 200 years, and they know what they're doing. So it's an organization that, that with your support, they'll be able to continue giving the bread of life to millions of people across the world that have not yet heard about Jesus or have heard about Jesus. They just don't have access to Bibles. So please visit Biblica's website, contact them. Their social media handles are on the screen as well. When you support organizations like Biblica, you're supporting God's work globally. So we fully endorse and bless you, Jeff, and Biblica organization. Heather?
Well, friends, we are so thankful for this friendship with Biblica. We're so thankful for what you guys are doing and how intentional you are. And when it comes to Iran and Afghanistan, we want for you to understand how the relationship dynamic works. Biblica does the hard work of printing the Bibles, and then Heart for Iran comes alongside Biblica, and we help distribute those Bibles to those new believers. This is a real example of strategic partnership where one organization cannot achieve the Great Commission by itself. We need each other right now. As Jeff said, we are living in Acts days. We need your support. We're asking you to stand alongside us. Would you join us in supporting Bible distribution? Would you support us with your prayers? We can't do it without you, and we're so thankful for you. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for what Biblica is doing. Thank you for your friendship to Heart for Iran. We're so thankful for it, and we're so thankful that you are able to join us today.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a privilege, friends.
Guys, we invite you to listen to the our series, the podcast that Heart for Iran has, and we'll be producing every month. We'll be producing at least one targeted podcast on how we could be intentional in reaching the people across the ocean, across the, in the Muslim world, and also how to see the Great Commission accomplished. We invite you to subscribe to our channel, join us, and follow us, and pray and support God's work in that region. Jeff, before we say goodbye to our audience, is there any lasting words that you wanted to share?
We said a much. There's so much good work happening in this region. Please lean in. Please pray with us. Join this work, but join us first in prayer. We're watching miracles unfold. And that's not just because we've got great ministers working together. It's because God's spirit and God's passion is for the people of Iran, for the people of Afghanistan, for the peoples across these regions. So thank you for all those who've already leaned in. Keep going. God is at work, and he's got much, much more to accomplish.
God bless you, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time.